What's your take in terms of the morbidity doing the procedure laparoscopically versus not?
There's an interesting meta-analysis. There's a couple of them, but the one by Chapman, there's two, Chapman and Abraham are, I think, the best that are out in the literature. And the most recent iteration of those data show that there is less morbidity with the laparoscopic approach in a number of ways, wound infections amongst them, ileus being another one, as well as the usual things of less pain and shorter hospital stay, but actually a lower morbidity laparoscopically.
What have you observed in your own practice in that regard?
A lot less problems with things like incisional hernias later on, a lot less problems with wound healing later on, particularly in somebody who's gotten chemotherapy or going to get chemotherapy. I think one sort of unmeasured variable at the moment is when you can start chemotherapy postoperatively. In a patient who's had a laparotomy, you may need to wait 2 months till that patient is stronger, their albumin and prealbumin are back up, their blood counts are stable, they're feeling stronger, the wound is healed. In the laparoscopic group, you may be able to easily do that within a month because these people have already been back at work, back at the gym, back active, you know, eating their regular diet. They've put on whatever weight they lost at surgery. And I think that may be an unquantified benefit of laparoscopy. We're finding when we're successful laparoscopically, it's not universal, which is why it took a long time for the technology to really be accepted. But in most patients, the recovery is quicker. And patients are moving around quicker. They're feeling better quicker than with the open counterpart.